Might as well land it. Let's land this with your hands raised. This is my last point, and let's just stand with you. Are standing. Point three, you're anointed to prove hell wrong by removing Saul's armor. Then Saul gave David his own armor, a bronze helmet and a coat of mail. David put it on, strapped the sword over it, and took a step or two to see. He had never worn such things before, 1 Samuel 17, 38-39. And he said this, David said, I can't go in these. So David removed and took off Saul's armor. This is going to get a little bit edgy right now. Make room for this. This is what the Spirit of God placed on my heart. Too many Christians, too many people, even in the church, find themselves unable to prove hell wrong and overcome the giants in front of them because they're wearing someone else's armor. You can't fight your giant with someone else's anointing. Look at your neighbor, tell him, get your own. Tell your other neighbor, get your own. Get your own. You can't get your breakthrough with someone else's praise. Tell your neighbor, get your own. Tell your neighbor, I can pray for you. I can intercede for you, but I can't praise for you. I can't worship for you. You can't fulfill your purpose with someone else's promise. You can't live out your destiny with someone else's identity. You have to wear your own armor. Carry your own testimony. We overcome by the blood of the and the word of our Revelation 12, 11. We know from scripture that Saul, 1 Samuel 15 elevates this, can best be described as a 21st century, the term would be a narcissist. Self-absorbed, self-inflated, self-seeking. So if we're following the logical continuum of his behavior, I want you to hear me. David said, I'm not going to do this with this. I'm not going to wear your... Why would Saul want David to wear his armor? Now, who said it? It wasn't like an act of generosity, because 1 Samuel 15 elevates a biopsychosocial profile. This man was totally about him. So if he wanted David to wear it, we can easily conclude, biblically substantiated, that the reason he wanted to wear it was so he can get the credit. You miss it. If by any chance you do defeat that guy, people are going to end up saying he was wearing my armor. Saul wanted the glory. God works differently. God will not permit you to wear somebody else's armor. God's going to say, I will remove whatever you're wearing, and I will put something that's all your own. Why? At the end of the day, the only one that can get the glory is the God that anointed you. And by the way, I'm going to land right here, but Saul also, right before that, David saw King Saul tormented by some, you know what I'm saying? And then David would do, and then would. So David witnessed King Saul tormented by what? Dude, are you kidding me? Saul puts on his stuff. If I'm David, I'm going like, dude. No, man. I know what you carry. I know what you carry. Don't put upon me. No. I'm not going to put on your demons, your drama, and your trauma. I will pray for you when I will not become you. I will play the harp for you, but I will not imitate you. I will fight for you, but I will not be made into your image. I'm not going to talk like you, live like you, believe like you. You are anointed to prove hell wrong, not by wearing Saul's armor, but by wearing the armor of faith. Let me make the call. Ephesians 6, a final word: be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. We have too many people. Oh, stand firm. Too many Christians carrying Saul's opinions and feelings instead of being driven by truth and love. Yep, too many Christians embracing Saul's armor. In other words, I need to dress like him, be like him, talk like him. I'm really gonna get in trouble now. Oh, doctor, help, please. I lived something like this in the past year. Y'all don't know the story. After last year's conference, we went back home in the month of October. I preached a message on 2 Kings 4 to Shunammite woman. The door opening, my wife and I went through a door. We illustrated, put a door. Right after my wife and I went through a door, we get a call from a prominent ministry for ethical purposes. I won't say the name. From a prominent ministry in California who this is the call. Pastor Sam, our church is suffering right now. We've lost about 1,500 people. We were running 2,000 plus. Now we're running about 700 people. They had debt, an incredible amount of debt, $25 million of debt. And they went, but the property is pristine. Would you consider coming in and merging? And your ministry coming in, merging, taking over the ministry. So I went, wow, this could be it. Because God's given us a harvest. God has been gracious with his harvest and just his word and our just blowing up. We don't know what to do. So I went, this could be it. So I met with my team. I went, what do we do? Well, let's meet. We had some preliminary meetings, about three or four of them. And then this is the call I got, the formal meeting. Our board wants to meet your board. We want to begin this process of merger. So here it is. We met in a certain coffee establishment beforehand, whose name I will not mention. Took my almond milk latte, drank it, everybody else, we debriefed. And so we talked. See, what questions do you think they had? So we walked in. I sat here, four of my board members, pastor, his board members. Now, here it is, just like this. These guys could all attest on both sides. Pastor Sam, we have the first question for you. I'm thinking it's going to be about fiduciary governance, integration of systems. Attrition in the merger, who gets kicked off, all that, right? Budgets. You know, you're merging, you're taking over, all of that. I even thought, are you going to have a Spanish service, a Slavic service, right? And I was even open to questions like, you know, Pastor Sam, will you preach that fast? I'm open to questions that are applicable and truthful. No. Just like this. I'm waiting. Give me a question. Pastor Sam, here's our question. Our church, we lean left. We want to know, where do you lean? This is my face as witnessed by people there. Now, y'all got to understand, I'm a comedian. When that person first asked that, my mind automatically went into comedy mode, telling myself I have enough jokes for the next 3 years that will carry me all the way to the top. So help me. The next thing that happened is with a sign and a wonder. Nothing came out of my mouth. My team was looking like, what's wrong with him? Nothing came out. Because this is me. I was shocked. And the Holy Spirit told me, Sam, answer. And this is me. Sam, answer. I didn't want to answer because if I would answer, we're going to lose this. And you're going to lose it. So finally, Holy Spirit always wins. Sam, answer. So I lifted up my head and I went like, thank you for the question. Sir, with great due deference, at our church, we don't lean.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
We don't leave. We stand. We stand on the Word of God, on the promises of God, on the finished work of Christ. Whatever the Bible calls holy, we call holy. Whatever the Bible calls sin, we call sin. We don't lean to the left and we don't lean to the right. We stand! Are there any standing believers in Chicago? I'm tired of churches that lean and Christians that lean and believing influencers that lean. We need a church. We need families. We need believers. We need people of faith to shout. We don't lean. I need you to tell three people, I don't lean. I. We are about to prove hell wrong by standing. Corinthians 16:13. Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, stop leading and start standing. It's time for the church to stop leading. We can never prove hell wrong by leaning one way or the other. We gotta stand. May not get invited back. I hope so, but we streaming? Stand up for biblical truth. Stand up for righteousness and justice. And for the love of God, stand up for your children. I said, stand up for your children. Stand up for our children. Stand up for holy sexuality. Stand up for the family. Stand up for godliness. Stand up for life, religious liberty, biblical justice. Stand up for racial unity. And don't just stand here. Stand up in the school board meeting. Stand up in Target. Stand up in Star. Somebody say, stand. Stand up in Hollywood. Stand up in Wall Street. Stand. How in the world does a preacher like this sign contracts with secular studios? Have you ever asked yourself that? On the day of the premiere, Man's Chinese Theater, Hollywood. If anybody know about Hollywood. Premier, Eva Longoria directed for us. She did a great job. Devon Franklin, his team produced it, took care of the logistics. We were there, and Eva goes, and now we want to recognize the person whose idea became a reality, the person who brought us this, whose dream became a reality. Y'all help me recognize. And I'm thinking they're going to say, it's gonna, you know, Sam Rodriguez, Sammy, or Samuel. No, never happened before like this. Place is packed out. And she goes, because the publicists take care of all that, right? With the little, and no. She went, boom, she went, and now let's recognize the person whose idea. Are you all ready to recognize him? Yeah, all right. Let's recognize Reverend Pastor Samuel Rodriguez. And I'm going like, oh, snap. And instead of people going like, ooh, the place erupted cheering because they see a man of God who dares to stand up for his conviction and yet produce content that will change the world. Somebody tell your neighbor, don't lean, stand. All right, we're done. Put on the full armor of God. When the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground after you've done everything to stand. Lift up your hands. You're anointed. You're anointed to prove hell wrong by taking off Saul's armor and standing up for everything in the Word. You're anointed to prove hell wrong by living life with more than one stone. He picked up 5 stones from a stream. Why 5? It's simple. He prepared for more than just one fight. Don't be a one-stone Christian. Don't be a one-stone believer. We want both heaven and hell and all points in between to listen carefully. You're not a one-stone Christian or one-stone believer. You're so anointed to not just to knock down one giant. You have enough stones in your shepherd's bag to knock down every giant that comes your way. The stone of the name of Jesus, the stone of the Word of God, the stone of the blood of the Lamb, the stone of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and stone number 5, for every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith, the faith that overcomes the world. With your hands raised. I heard the Holy Spirit tell me, and I say this with fear and trembling. I don't take that lightly, that phrase and what it means. Tell them that I have anointed them with fresh oil to prove hell wrong. Every single naysaying, detracting, negative, contrary voice, internal and external, the thoughts in your head, the forces outside of you, I feel the Lord. Lift up your hands. That have attempted to silence you, that told you you're never going to do it, you're never going to conquer it, don't be ridiculous. You will see every single declaration against you proven wrong. If this is your word, give them the kind of final praise that lets them know you're going to. Somebody praise like everything hell declared against your family will be proven wrong. Somebody praise like everything hell declared against your health will be proven wrong. Somebody praise like everything hell declared against your finances will be proven wrong. Somebody you have 2 pastors, Pastor DeBond and yours truly, doing movies. You have so many, Greg Laurie. God's doing something all over the place. We're anointed to prove hell wrong. I'm not going to obligate you, coerce you, manipulate you. If in the past season you have received more contrary, adversarial declarations against you than ever before in your life, if all hell released every single possible kraken to convince you that you were not going to do it, literally told you you're never going to occupy, you're never going to do it, don't be ridiculous. You're dreaming crazy things. That stuff is not from God. No way. If that's you, and you say, Pastor Sam, this word was 183.2% for me. I'm coming under this anointing that I'm anointed from the inside out. The Spirit of God lives inside of me, not just from the outside. I'm gonna walk with all. If that's you and you believe in the next 12 months, you will see every word against you proven wrong. I'm gonna count to 3. If you have to think about it, it's not you. Ready? You come out of your seat, you run out of your seat, get into the aisles, come here. Just step into this anointing and say, I'm anointed to prove hell wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, come. Go. And when you come down, hey, receive that fresh oil. Receive that fresh anointing. Receive that fresh impartation. Receive it. You are anointed to prove hell wrong. Yes! Lift up your hands. I sense the Lord. Oh, I sense the Lord. Watch me. Watch me shine for the glory of Christ. Watch me magnify Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus through my actions, words, deeds, and thoughts, my interactions, my reactions. Watch the glory of the risen Christ manifest itself in me, with me, for me, through me, all for his name's sake. My life will become a walking billboard of the glory and the grace and the favor of God. I sense the Lord. Oh, you're about, you in this season will see every one of your giants slain in front of you. Let me prophesy to you right now. Your children will walk upon the ruins of the giants that will come down in this generation. Your children are about to walk over the ruins of the giants that will be brought down under this new anointing in your generation. You're about to conquer your Jerusalem. You're about to conquer your Jerusalem. You're about to conquer your Jerusalem. You're about to step into a new territory. Occupy God's promises. Conquer new spheres. I know we're recording this, and I want someone later on, if at your discretion, watch it, because here's a word right now with your hands raised. Oh, wow. Those five stones can easily be labeled. And remember, you'll put this in your spirit. The stone of identity, identity found in Christ. He defines you. Integrity. Influence. Intimacy. Innovation. Innovation. New ideas. New opportunities. New paradigms. A new algorithm, new coding. Behold, I do a new thing. Do you not see it? I've already begun. I am making a way where there is no way. Isaiah 43:19. With your hands raised. Faith in the fourth dimension releases the anointing that will prove hell wrong. If you receive that anointing right now, raise one hand. If you receive that fresh oil, raise both hands. If you receive it, because today, right now, when I say now, we are removing every vestige of Saul's armor. Whatever has been placed upon you, I don't care if it was your parents, your grandparents, friends, and with all due respect, it could have even been participating in a religious setting that had lids. The opposite of this house and this ministry. You're going to remove Saul's armor. And pick up your five stones and let's just do it. Heavenly Father, I give you glory for this anointing. Thank you for the anointing that will prove hell wrong. Thank you that with that anointing, today, we remove every vestige of Saul's armor. Whatever has been placed on us over our thinking, our health, our finances, our mantles, our purposes, our families, our careers, our businesses, we come against it, we cast it off, not for a day, but forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's do it. This is what I want you to do. Take it off. Go ahead. Take off that armor and receive that new anointing in the name of Jesus.
Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed, it's so filled with God's power and spirit, it will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ, your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving 2 copies, 1 copy, 3 copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.